USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesting is protesting, my buddy John Lewis used to say. But none of it justifies looting, burning, or anything else.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden holding a listening session in Kenosha, Wisconsin at a church with members of the community. Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican.
I heard in the voice of my second favorite president, Ronald Reagan, an unapologetic commitment to a strong national defense, to free market economics, but an unapologetic commitment to the right to life.
The vice president speaking there in North Carolina. Stocks taking a nosedive as the Dow loses 808 points to finish at 28,293. The S&P losing 126 as well. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to 881,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department also saying 13 million Americans are on unemployment. Jobless claims hovered around 200,000 per week before the pandemic. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi continues to say she was set up by a San Francisco salon owner where she was taped not wearing a mask after getting her hair washed on Monday, which was a violation of the city's strict coronavirus restrictions. Salon owner Erica Kios responds to the allegations by Pelosi on Fox News.
She had called the stylist and or her assistant did and made the appointment. So
yes,
the appointment was already booked. So there's no way I could have set that up. And I've had a camera system in there for 5 years. I mean, I didn't go in there and turn cameras on as soon as she walked in to set her up. So that's absolutely false.
Pelosi also claims that she thought there was a one-on-one stylist-to-customer ratio allowed in San Francisco, to which the salon owner says...
I heard that, and I thought to myself, well, as a hairstylist, I see clients one-on-one, so that would mean I would be open.
Preparations continuing for the fastest 2 minutes in sports, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Police in Louisville are preparing for protesters at Saturday's Kentucky Derby. No fans are allowed this year because of the pandemic, but several groups are expected outside the racetrack, and the National Guard is going to be assisting officers with traffic and crowd control.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.